than just run blindly and wave your hands.
Yes, yep. If he had just been sprinting and just, look at me, he might have done a better job defending it. But let's not pretend that I wouldn't have done a worse job in every way. Yeah. You know, as I sit here and judge, I would have, you don't even want to see what I would look like next to these guys on the field.
And also, we haven't mentioned, too, the drop balls yesterday. And I know Jordan Love was a little bit off, but professional receivers, when the ball's a little bit low or a little bit behind them, still have to come up with the ball. There were at least a nickel's worth of drop balls yesterday. Oh,
and Jordan locked in. Just like you said, he got a little, he was rusty to start, and he looked a little tentative on that hurt knee, but he locked in, and he ended up passing for almost 400 yards. But I, by about middle third quarter yesterday, I was so sick of watching slow-mo replays of Green Bay receivers maybe catching a ball.
Yeah.
So many is like, hey, let's watch that back. Can we not? I'm tired of it. I'm so tired of it. Can we just pretend he caught it and move on? We're still going to lose. Just give us this one. Let us feel good. I need a participation trophy.
So that puts the Packers in a bit of a hole here early in the season. Going into week five, they're 2.5 games back already in the division, but it's a long season. And you know what? The Vikings are a quarterback injury away from being a mediocre team, because believe me, Sam Darnold to Nick Mullins is not going to be pretty for the Vikings. So anything can happen. It's 17 games. So I think the Packers are fortunate to be 2-2 without Jordan Love. Those second and third games they won, it with a lot of turnovers in close games. So I think take 2-2 if you're the Packers.
I don't mind 2-2 at all. What I do mind is things that hasn't even happened yet. The level of start Malik Willis conversation is already unacceptable, and I haven't even heard any of it yet, but it's coming. I know.
Jordan Love has a vision of the field where if he gets that time, he sees the open receiver.
Yes.
You saw that in the second half where the Vikings didn't get to him, and he sees it. When that guy breaks open, he's on it right away. A lot of young quarterbacks don't see it.
I think it was our second scoring drive was three scalpel passes, just bam, 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 touchdown when Wicks scored. Dontavian Wicks touchdown, whatever drive that was. I think it was us going from 7-14 against 28. Malik is never going to have a drive like that, I don't think.
I'm convinced. I'm on the Jordan Love bandwagon. I think he's the real deal. I don't know if he's going to be a Hall of Famer, but I think he's the real deal. So I'm a believer in Jordan Love. If he can play like that yesterday, limping and really not having played in several weeks, I'm on his bandwagon. I think he's good.
You actually caught me off guard this morning. I was driving in listening to you, and you were talking about the Manning brothers. And you said something, and I realized now that it was just a little slip of the tongue, but I thought you gave one of the hottest takes I've ever heard, which was that Peyton Manning is not a great quarterback, but will make the Hall of Fame anyway.
Oh, say Eli.
Yes, yes. I realized you were talking about Eli, but I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have to go in and fight Joel today. Like, today's the, did you just say Peyton Manning's not a great quarterback? Oh. Like, he's like top three all time.
Obviously, he is.
The sheriff. No. Yeah. Eli, though. No, I agree with Eli, though. Eli's like the bumbliest Hall of Famer that'll ever have been.
He's the Joe Namath of modern-day quarterbacks. Everybody loves him. He beat Tom Brady. Both Super Bowls he won were against the Patriots. Took down their perfect season. So that alone is going to get him probably into the Hall of Fame. And people like him.
He's very logical. Yes, yes. Eli Manning's a good dude. Yeah. Whether he was a great quarterback, I don't know. Good dude, absolutely.
Now you're in trouble. You said something to stir up Big G. Big G, what's up?
Hey,
grab a microphone.
Morning.
What's up, Big G?
Hey, that was quite the game yesterday, huh?
Well, for a certain side, it was a decent game.
You're not rocking the purple day. You got your green on today. What's going on there?
It's wild gear. Well, Minnesota wild gear.
I had my purple Favre jersey on yesterday.
Yeah.
And after the game was over, I went for like a 2-mile walk, and I told my wife, I said, I think I'm going to take this off. I don't want the people to be throwing stuff at me from their car windows.
The Favre jersey was a bad omen. Love showed up yesterday at Lambeau in a Favre jersey and proceeded to throw for 398 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 3 INTs.
Yeah.
And people were talking about, you took the comparison a little too far dude.
It's a very comparable Favre stat right there.
That was a Favre stat.
Well, you look at, there was a couple of balls that should have been caught there. One hit him right in the chest there. The two missed field goals, that could have made a difference in the game. But
yeah,
we just didn't, you looked at the game from 1 week to last week, and it just didn't come out firing, I don't think. You can kind of tell one team takes tempo of the game right away.
Yeah.
They come out, they're fired up. Last week went down, did a pass play, right, touchdown. So, but any team can beat anybody in any given day.
Right.
They've all got talent and everything, and so –
Well, that's what I'm thinking is so, this will be a great divisional matchup later in the season. Do you know what week that is, Joel, that the Packers pick up against?
I think it's like week the second to last game or so, somewhere in there. It's
okay.
Back in Minnesota, I believe. Yeah.
So that might mean a lot, depending on what happens.
It could.
Between now and then.
Could have a big meaning, yeah. So, yeah, just another bizarre game. You walk away from it. And you thought it was going to be a blowout, and you're like, how did that just happen? How did that just come down to an onside kick?
And it shouldn't have. Braden Narveson is probably soaking his face right now, and I hope he learns because I want him to be as good as he could be. But if he was as good as he could be, we'd be winning. We would have won yesterday.
Yeah, that was a gutsy play going for the two-point conversion there. I mean, if they would have missed that, I'd have been a two-score game right there.
Yeah, well, they went from it was 8 points, so they were trying to make it six, so a touchdown would win it. I don't understand why they went for the two.
Touchdown would tie it if they would have went for the two.
I think they decided to do it because I think LaFleur was just tired of watching his kicker miss stuff.
Yeah, and I think bit of momentum to build too. I think he built some positivity.
I think you're going to hear about some kickers coming into the Packer camp this week.
There's not 32 kickers right now. It's never been more true that there simply are not 32 starting caliber kickers. So
Mason Crosby's still out there.
Silver Fox.
What is the rule on a muff punt now? I mean that
you can't advance it when you pick it up.
You can't advance a muff punt. That's a new rule.
Correct. Well, I don't know if it's new. I think it's been that way for a bit, but I know I've got to Google about that too. I've been thinking about it.
You know, if the other team touches it and you pick it up, it's a live ball and I could run it in the end zone and advance it.
Live for the sake of changing possession, but not for advancement. It's really? Free to be grabbed, but it stops where it landed.
And they scored a touchdown anyway.
So
it ended up not mattering. But that rule surprised everybody. Just like there's a reason why that rule is there. I'm not sure what it is, but there's a reason why it's there. Somebody used it to their advantage at some point.
Yeah.
But
Tom Brady's probably involved somehow.
Yeah, he's involved with everything. All right, gentlemen. Packers again next Sunday. The Vikings get to go to London and play over there.
Packers are going to L.A.
Packers are going to take on the Rams, right?
All right.
And Rams.
Matthew Stafford.
Yep.
All right. Have a great day, gentlemen.
Thanks, Joel.
You too, Joel.
News coming up in just a moment.
Join Northwood Supper Club in Pinefield, Wisconsin for the annual Oktoberfest Buffet on Saturday, October 5th from 5 to 8 p.m. Indulge in a wide variety of German authentic dishes featuring favorites like Sauerbrot, Bratwurst, Schnitzel, Frikadellen, and many more German sides. Enjoy German desserts and an Oktoberfest beer flight, all for just $30. Reservations, please call 715-762-4447 to reserve a table. So darn your lederhosen and celebrate Oktoberfest at Northwood Supper Club in Pinefield, Wisconsin.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
We have Pete with us from Wheelway with a special announcement from the folks down at Wheelway in Fifield. Morning to you, Pete.
Good morning.
I understand that you guys have vehicles left from the big sale that you guys are going to make available here for a while. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We still got some inventory left over from the sale, some nice trucks, some minivans, some cars. We're going to reduce the prices even down even more. And every car that's on the lot, any reasonable offer, we're going to accept your offer.
All right, so they can get on in there. What are the when should they stop on by there, or how can they do that, Pete?
Hey, give us a call if you can't make it down here. Our number is 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Or go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill a credit application. Winter's coming up, and everybody's looking for a reliable and roadworthy vehicle. Every car that we sell has got a 1 month, 1,000-mile warranty. We got some nice inventory. They're looking for a new home.
And the service department, too. All right, Pete, Wheelway in Fifield. Good news for those looking for a vehicle. Pete, thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Pete at Wheelway, Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Stop on down and check it out.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Thousands of people in North Carolina are still without electricity, food, water, other supplies in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. It's left at least 91 people dead and another 600 unaccounted for. The city of Asheville is particularly devastated. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
North Carolina's Linville River was already running high from unusually heavy rains before Helene's arrival. As for Riverside homes now,
they're non-existent,
says Joe Smith.
I had friends that lived in there. When I drove through there yesterday, I cried.
Officials can't even get a firm count on the number of people missing because many areas are physically cut off and have no cell service.
More than 90,000 people in Conyers, Georgia, east of Atlanta, are being told to shelter in place following a chemical plant fire. A plume of dark smoke could be seen for miles nearby. U.S. ports from Maine to Texas could shut down if union dock workers walk off the job at midnight. The International Longshoremen's Association threatening to strike. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump campaigning in rural Wisconsin over the weekend. He spoke in Prairie du Chien, hoping to capitalize on the recent arrest of an undocumented immigrant accused of violent crimes.
We will secure that border on day one. I always say, you know, they say, what are the first things you're going to do, or the first two things? I always say, number one, we're closing our border, and number two, we drill, baby, drill.
But the numbers show immigrants are much less likely to commit violent crimes than American-born citizens. Trump campaigns in Wanakee and Milwaukee tomorrow. Home prices keep going up in Wisconsin 8%, according to the latest report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association. The median price of a Wisconsin home is now $324,000. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermea, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Catkins is seeking donations. Their current goal is $15,000 to expand their facility in order to have more room for animals. Currently, they have 67 cats and 21 dogs in their care, and they are currently at $2,145 out of their total goal of $15,000. And don't forget, Jordan's Way is having a live fundraiser at Catkins, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And further details can be found on Facebook at Catkins Animal Rescue, Inc. I'm Austin Bermea, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers fall to 2-2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Minnesota led Green Bay 28-0 at the half, but the Packers were able to move the ball and put up points in the second half before falling short against the Vikings 31-29. Quarterback Jordan Love said they didn't do enough to win.
I think ball placement was a little all over the place today, kind of throughout the whole game, and I think it picked up later, but I think early on just missed a couple of throws and was a little bit off and, you know, made it hard on some of the receivers on some of those plays.
Green Bay heads to L.A. to play the Rams on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are off today as they await their postseason opponent. The Mets and Braves play a doubleheader today to determine postseason seeding. A sweep by either team means the Brewers get Arizona. A split means Milwaukee faces the Mets tomorrow. First pitch is just after 4:30 in Milwaukee tomorrow. And after dropping two games, the 2-2 Badgers host Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kickoff. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Aaron Jones didn't score a touchdown and a Lambeau leap, but he got something even better. I'm Bill Scott. Jones rushing for 93 yards on 22 carries, helping his new team, the Vikings, to a 31-29 victory over the Packers in the first NFC North showdown of the season for both teams.
As we were taking that last kneel, the Packers defense, they're like, we didn't let you Lambeau leap here. We didn't let you Lambeau leap in our house. And I'm like, you guys are worried about me Lambeau leaping. You guys should be worried about the score. I came here and got what I wanted.
Jones also caught four passes for 46 more yards as the Vikings jumped out to a 28-0 lead and then held on for the win. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
The Vikings spoiled a return to the lineup for quarterback Jordan Love. He completed 32 of 54 passes for 389 yards and 4 touchdowns, but he threw 3 picks as well as the Packers fell to 2-2.
It's definitely still early. It sucks. Not going out there and performing the way we want to and having a game where, you know, it finishes, you know, a 2-point game where if we just do some different things early on and make some of those plays, it's a different ball game. But we start off in a hole last year as well, so it's one of those things. We're going to come back next week and keep working.
That's Jordan Love. I'm Bill Scott. More from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. One more warm day today, mostly sunny, breezy, with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, a cold front comes through, breezy, clear, low of 43. Tomorrow, sunny and a lot colder, with a high of only 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48. 98Q Country.
Let's go, girls.
Like a woman. Hey! The girls need a break tonight. We're gonna take the chance to get out on the town. We don't need romance. We only wanna dance. We're gonna lay our head down. The best thing. Like a woman. Like a woman.
Feel like a woman.
front of the seat of my big black jacked up truck, rolling on 35s, pretty girl by my side. You got that suntan skirt and boots, waiting on you to look my way and scoop your little hot self over here. Girl, hand me another beer, yeah. All them other boys wanna line you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out, out where the cornrows grow. Flint River, catch us up a little catfish dinner. Don't it sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right? Yeah, that's my kind of night. Might sit down on my diamond plate tailgate, put in my country ride, hip-hop mixtape, little Conway and little T-Pain, might just make it rain. You can hang your t-shirt on a limb, hit that bank and we can ease on in. Soak us up a little moonlight, you know I know what you like, yeah. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out, out where the cornrows grow. Roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch us up a little catfish dinner. Don't it sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right? Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Your kind is this kind of night. We dance in the dark and your lips land on mine. Oh, gonna get our love on. Oh, time to get our buzz on. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out, out where the cornrows grow. The Flint River, catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Don't it sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right? Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. That's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night.
Big stars like
Jason Aldean,
Luke Combs,
Morgan Wallen,
all day long.
98Q Country.
A pair of boots and a sack of clothes. Free and easy down the road I go, hanging memories on the highline poles. Free and easy down the road I go, free and easy down the road I go. Up. So I keep rolling like an old banjo. Free and easy down the road I go. Got the sun shining on me like a big spotlight, so I know everything is gonna be alright. Sunday stroll, free and easy down the road I go, free and easy down the road I go. If you only get to go. crazy down the road I go. Can't take it with you when you go. So free and easy down the road I go. Someday I know it's gonna take me home. So free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go.
Dirt Spent Lee at 98 Q Country. Hey, a fabulous Monday morning. We are going to see a little bit cooler temperatures, but still 60s at least in October. 60s, we're all right with that. You're kind of getting tired of the 80, aren't you? Come on, really? I'm not. I'll miss it. Close to 78, it looks like, for the high today. Brewers going to get their playoff run going tomorrow. They don't know who they're going to play yet because the Mets and the Braves have to decide that today. So we got a 4:30 first pitch tomorrow, 6:30, or actually about a 6:40 first pitch on Wednesday. Both games will be in Milwaukee, both games right here. JV football going on today. The JV football team will be on the road, actually. They'll be at Athens, so good luck to them today. The Butternut High School volleyball team is hosting Solon Springs. So Butternut fans, you can get there with a 6 o'clock start time. It'll be senior night for the Butternut Volleyball team, honoring the seniors. So that's some area events going on. If you haven't done so already, text us the keyword. We're doing a 98Q. This is us only, just 98Q. We're giving away an extended summer package to the Dells. So we're going to have a winner, four winners, today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. Each winner is going to get four passes to Mount Olympus for the indoor water park. That's like a $200 value all by itself. Four admission tickets to Top Secret Attraction. That's the building in the Dells that's kind of tilted on its side a little bit and kind of a fun adventure. And then we have four tickets, depending on how early you go, Pirates Cove Golf and the Duck Tours. If you wait to go a little bit, they might not be open because it's too cold, but we're going to give them to you if you can use them. So we'll have a winner today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. Just one word for the whole day, Dells. And a lot of you have already texted that in. Dells, D-E-L-L-S. Text that to us right now through the Civic Media app. Click on 98Q, and you'll be in for the drawing. So we'll announce today's winner tomorrow morning, and then we'll do it all again tomorrow. And maybe get you off for a little quick vacation. It's kind of nice because if you've never been to the Mount Olympus, most of that place is indoors. And that is it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool place. A lot happened over the weekend. Lots of high school football. Shawamigan Phillips both getting victories. Phillips winning their own volleyball tournament with another hard-fought battle against Prentice. And the Phillips cross-country team, the girls and boys, both winning under the lights down in Marshfield over the weekend. We got story links and podcast and archived audio all available for you on our webpage, 98qcountry.com.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at CarQuest.com.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fire with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
One more warm day today, mostly sunny, breezy, with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, a cold front comes through, breezy, clear, low of 43. Tomorrow, sunny and a lot colder, with a high of only 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
98Q Country.
Lots full, gonna ride that cow with a Dallas bull. Everybody in the ATL is coming. DJ's got those speakers thumping. Got a black Ford, not a white Mercedes. Walking in the front door, checking out the ladies. My buddy says, hey boys, I'm buying. Hottest girl in, he's giving me the eye.
Everybody knows it's gonna be one of those. I can drink the bad all night. That's the stuff I like. That's the kind of party. Your hands up high, about to tie one on. Talking gone, gone, gone. Turning all the wrongs into right. I can drink to that all night.
Working on the sweet thing, sitting on a bar stool, doing shots of Jack. Girl, gonna take it old school, saying hell yeah to every song they're playing. Baby, I'm just saying.
Everybody knows it's gonna be one of those. I can drink to that all night. That's the stuff I like. That's the kind of party makes you throw your hands up high. About to tie one on. Talking gone, gone, gone. Turning all the wrongs into right. I can drink to that all night. I can drink. I can drink to that all night. That's the stuff I like. That's the kind of party makes you throw your hands up high. Got to tie one on. Talking gone, gone, gone. Turning all the wrongs into right. I can drink to that all night. I can drink to that all night. I can drink to that.
Yeah. broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power.
98Q Country.
He gets up before the dawn, packs a lunch and a thermos full of coffee. It's another day in the dusty haze, those burning rays are wearing down his body. The diesel's worth the price of gold, it's the cheapest grain he's ever sold, but he's still holding on. He just takes the tractor another round and pulls a plow across the ground and sends up another prayer. He says, Lord, I never complain, I never ask. Toll on his family. He stayed strong and carried on, just like his dad and granddad did before him. On his knees every night he prays, please let my crops and children grow, 'cause that's all he's ever known. He just takes the tractor another round, pulls a plow across the ground and sends up another prayer. He says, Lord, I never complain, I never ask why. Please don't let my dreams run dry. Underneath, underneath this Amarillo sky. Tractor, another round, another round. He says, I never complain, I never ask why. Please don't let my dreams run dry. Underneath, underneath this Amarillo sky. Underneath this
Country.
Riding on
Luke Combs at 98Q. Well, I think as a final takeaway, and Gray will talk more about this afternoon, I'm assuming, but I think the final takeaway you can have from the Packer game yesterday is that the Packers will not face a defense that's a lot better than the Vikings. The Vikings have had a dominating defensive performance in their first three games, and they appear to be really good, and they were healthy yesterday. So that bodes well for the Packers. They have a great offensive line, and the Packers are going to be just fine, even though 2-2. And they'll still be a playoff team at the end. The only problem you run into there possibly is that you got the Lions a couple of times, and they're going to be really good. And you got the Vikings one more time in Minnesota. So now you got to be careful because, you know, if you don't get at least one of those, you know, then you're sitting at five losses, and it's like, oh boy, we got to get to 11 probably for a playoff spot. So the Packers don't have a lot of wiggle room outside of a tough division with Detroit and Minnesota, four of your 17 games. I want to wish a happy birthday, and again, Gray will talk more about this. He'll have the pie charts. He'll have the dry erase board in studio. And there will be an analyzation and a breakdown of every single Packer snap from yesterday with Gray this afternoon. Kathy Mikulski is celebrating a birthday today. And that comes to you courtesy of Dawn. So, Kathy, happy birthday. Hope it's a great day for you. Certainly a beautiful day on this final day of October. Going to get a little bit cooler starting tomorrow, but we'll take 78 for the high temp today.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar. Something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
98Q Country.
She was dressed to kill, I was in my boots, so I had to pick for for the uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise and she said, give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one, let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I fell in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge. Town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in your Chevrolet. Let's ride. The windows down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away.
This is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98Q Country.
We were born in this little town. Growing up, I was counting down every single day till we made our getaway. But you said you could never see yourself trying to make a life anywhere else. This would be your home. And I was on my own. But ever since you said goodbye, I've been out here on the wind. And baby, you would be surprised at all the places you have been. I've seen you in Albuquerque, waiting out a blizzard. Dancing across the desert, watching the sunset in Monterey. Girl, I swear, just the other day you were down in Georgia, picking them peaches. Carolina, barefoot on the beaches. No matter where you choose to be, in my heart I'll call. Everywhere. Now about days when I'm passing through. The conversation always turns to you, and I hear you're doing fine, living out by the county line. Got a man that's home every night, a couple of kids, and the kind of life that you want to lead. Guess you could say the same for me. But you and I made our choices all those years ago. Still I know I'll hear your voice and see you down the road. Maybe in Oklahoma, driving across the prairie. In Dallas, Texas, isn't that where we always said we would like to try? Never did, so maybe that's why you're on every highway, just beyond the highways, right beside me, and all of my sweet dreams. No matter where you choose to be, in my heart I'll always see you in Albuquerque, waiting. Sunset in Monterey. Girl, I swear, just the other day you were down in Georgia picking them peaches. In Carolina, barefoot on the beaches. No matter where you choose to be, in my heart I'll always see you everywhere.
Tim McGraw, 98Q Country, and everywhere. Well, I hope your final day of the month of September is a fabulous one. Temperature is near 80. The dry weather continues, looks like, through the week. Before I leave you, I will give you the Catkins featured pet of the week. It's Maverick this week. Maverick is a 5-year-old male tabby with gorgeous green eyes. They can't say enough good things about Maverick. This guy is a super calm, loving, kind, and charismatic feline. Maverick does well with everybody and other cats too. He came to the shelter there with a polyp infection in his ears, and he will need a little bit of extra treatment there, some ear cleanings and stuff to get that to clear up, but a bit of extra care for a cat that certainly will make up for that with his love. Check out Maverick and all the rest of the animals for adoption, catkinsanimalrescue.org. Got some good things going on out there. They're raising funds to try to expand their facilities a little bit. With the number of cats and dogs they have, they just don't have room. So they're doing a fundraiser through a guy, Jordan's Way is his name. And he goes around and does this all around the country to benefit shelters. So that's going on this week. And then October 25th, we're hoping we can put a cherry on top of everything and finish off the fundraising with our fundraiser, our yearly fundraiser for a local charity. Last couple of years, we've done the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. And this year, it's Catkins. And that's going to be, mark your calendar, October 25th. It's always a fun, special day. We always have all kinds of stuff we make available for you to bid on and get some good deals on items from area businesses. So October 25th is going to be our fundraiser for Catkins. Have yourself a terrific Monday. We'll see you back in here tomorrow. Laura McKenna filling in for Travis this week is in next. Gray in after 2 on 98Q Country with Lady Antebellum.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.